Okay, so we were talking about these avodas of real avodas. I mean, this is, you know, people talk about, I want an avoda. You know, okay, so go daven, go learn. No, I want an avoda, I want something more. So here, Bavo is giving you a real avoda. Now, it could be that yours own is not your thing, but if it is something that you want to work on, so he's telling you what to do, right? Go over to an item, go over to something that's not yours, and say to yourself, I could steal this if I wanted to. I could. I know I could. But I'm not going to, because if I would steal this thing or go over to maybe some other, you know, on Shabbos, I could turn this light on. I could do Borer, you know, any of these things. I could do these things if I wanted to. Kodesh Baruch gives me the Bechir, but if I know if I do, then Midi Kenegi Midi is going to punish me. Right? And that way we said there's a certain Hashba. Again, it has to be many, many times. It's not going to happen one time. Again and again and again and again and again. And it creates a certain Hashba on your Tzad Nukva, and it can create a certain fear. Malchus, which is a certain fear. So on page 152, let's do a little bit more. One should picture such a situation again and again in many different ways. Right? You have to be careful. Again, it would be more powerful for something that a person has actually fallen to, but you have to be very careful not to get too close to that which you've already been nichshel in, because if you get too close, you fall over the edge, it's your fault. You know what I mean? And then you're going to get a midah k'neged midah. But Akopan, whenever one encounters an ill person, he should use the opportunity to attain Yira. Understandably, this approach is only appropriate while he is focused on Yira. You have to be very careful with that. Meaning, you see a sick person, and you have to, right, that, why did that sickness come? Because somebody did something wrong. But that becomes a very dangerous, avoda. Yeah, you have to be very careful. You're not going to judge. There's a way to do it without judging him, but I don't know if we're those people who can do that. Understandably, this approach is only appropriate while he is focused on Yira. One must always see things in the perspective of the area in which he is working. It's very kedai. I spoke about this a long time ago. It's very cool. If you have a certain shir or sugi or something that you're learning, generally in Pnimius, you will start to see it everywhere. You'll start to see it in your Shnayimekra. You'll start to see it in your Rashi. You'll start to see it in Daf Yomi. You'll start to see it in all these places. Therefore, you should always have a sugya that you're in. It doesn't have to be something that you're learning in a shir necessarily. It could be a certain topic, a book, anything that you're working on. You'll start to see it in a lot of places. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the messages to us in order to continue our work. Right? If our only work would be through the Sefer, just that's it, every single day, it would be hard. If we're limited to that few minutes a day, and then, okay, during the day, we have to go back to the Sefer, it's limited. But if you start to work on the Sugya of Yira or Emuna, and you could start finding it in 100 places during the day, 100 situations, 100 types of thoughts, 100 situations with your kids, now you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending you all the opportunity to be able to really work your muscles. If you have a Sugya that you're working on, He'll help you. Right, but derech she'adam rotze leilech b'malichet. People don't even know what that means. People think if you go on away, Hashem will just make it happen. No, He sends a million opportunities for you to work on it. But you have to take those opportunities. You have to always be open, right? Positive. It could even be difficulties. If a person says, I want to work on my emunah, yeah? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, what, He's going to send you like $1 million and that's going to help your emunah? No, He's going to send you $1 million debt. And that's going to help your emunah. Because you have to get out of it with strong emunah. Right? That's how it goes. Now, we ask for tests of Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, you know, test us slowly and carefully. We're not asking for, never ask for nisyonos. We ask to grow, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu decides how we grow. That's part of bittul. That's part of amunah. You have to have amunah to have amunah. I want to grow. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're the trainer. We have physical trainers, and then we have spiritual trainers. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate spiritual trainer, and He decides. So one must always see the things in the perspective of the area in which he's working. And I think it's very, very important, I think personally, that if a person would always be working on Amunah in some way, this is the best kind of life. You're always working on Amunah, you're always working on Dveikus. That's your main sugya of life. Yeah, you learn and you dive and do a million other things, but everything is flowing to Amunah and Dveikus. Well, how could you beat that? How could you beat that? And then even your Yiras Ha'onesh turns into a play of Amunah. Not that there's no midah k'neged midah, and not that there's not, it's not serious. It is serious. There is no midah k'neged midah. There is punishment. But it's always towards Amun, it's always towards the Vegas. She says, In addition, it is important that one not fall into the mistaken idea that he knows why someone else is suffering. Right? So this is where it also. So if you want to, if you see lo aleinu, somebody's like, and you could use, maybe you could use with goyim, you know? I don't know if you have to use with yidden. I don't know. You say that this sickness came because of some sin, and might not be his. First of all, it might be from a great, we don't know. It could be from different Gilgul. But this came because of some sort of chait. Therefore, there is a midah k'neged midah in this world. Not that I know any reason why this person did anything. I'm down the kaskus on this person. He's perfect. It must be some other reason. Maybe he's a tzaddik, and maybe this is ahava yisurim shel ahava, and it's making him better in olam haba. I don't know. Actually, that wouldn't really work. That wouldn't be your zonish. But I don't know. It's a little bit.
Maybe it's from past life.
It could be the Megilgul. I don't know if anybody's really going to do this lamaisa, but it is an avoda. I don't know. I'll see sometimes if somebody else see bad situations, I won't go to Yiras Onesh, but I'll go to Karsa Tov. It's totally not this avod at all, but this is a little bit difficult. I don't know mice if anybody's going to do this. I don't know if it's so safe. To look at someone who's sick and start to say, oh, there's a midah k'neged midah in this world. There's a Rabbanu Shalom who does pain people for deeds. Whatever. It's a dangerous thing. It's true, but it's dangerous, and not everything that's true we have to enter into. So to be careful. That's why I don't know. Not that he's wrong.
Right. Well, you say you go to our cars to have like a hospital, you see someone who's sick, you say, thank you for my help. Meaning not a downgrade to them, but thank you for
It could be that I'll think about that person, but for my personal self, I would go to Hakarsa Tov. Like to appreciate that I don't have that right now. Not that I did anything good for that, I just don't have that.
Because you enter into the word of judging, which is scary.
Right, that's why he says at the end, it is important that one not fall into the mistaken idea that he knows why someone else is suffering. Right, you can't judge, but it just becomes a difficult thing.
There are those who said that's why Holocaust, they know why Holocaust happened. To go to the extreme, they have their reasons why. Everybody's formed this and that.
But there isn't either. So there's truth to it, and then there's, you have to be careful. That's what we were saying yesterday, that you can, bichlal, we have no idea. Ever. We never, ever know why something's happening officially. Ever. But there's certainly factors. If you have a big avaryan, the guy's a big Russia, and then he gets hit by a car. Do we know for sure that he got hit by a car because he's a big Russia? No. But could it be? It could be. There was a mice with the Briskerov where there was a guy, there's a guy, I think he died in a car crash on Shabbos or something. And the Briskerov basically said, it makes sense. It makes sense. Not that we know for sure, but it makes sense. The guy who's Michal Shabbos, driving Shabbos, he also died in a car crash. It makes sense. So you have to be a very...
just because something makes sense doesn't mean that that's...
Reason. Again, that's what he's saying. You have to be careful. I know people, it's hard to hear this. He's not saying that's the reason, but... For us to take a lesson out, right? It might not be the actual reason of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but what I take from this situation, you got to have 30 people taking, one guy says one thing. There's one situation. 30 people taking it 30 different ways. Well, there's only one emes. But if you took it that way, in your world, that's an emes. Not that that guy's a Russia, but this meant something to me. Maybe I should stop doing that thing. It triggers things. We need to have a... impersonal types of relationships. Okay, let's pause it over here. We have a lot to do on Niyanashi.